Okay, we're in the middle of page 18 in the Tshuvas HaDeshen. Tshuvas HaDeshen, Simon Reish Mem Hei. 18. Isha Shaloshimsha Imbailo Tov Zayin Yomim. There's a woman that was not intimate with her husband for 7 days. Or the husband went away. And then she became Anita. Whereas we say you need 4 days, 5 days of that the couple was not together, before you could even start the Zayinikim. Right? So here, the case was that they, before the Nidus, they weren't together. Or the husband was away. So for sure they weren't together. Either they weren't together because they weren't together, or the husband was away. So for Shteitzuk, they weren't together. So do we have to wait? And say she bleeds for 2 days. But 3 days, 7 days before, they weren't together anyway. So, and all you need is 4 or 5 days. So could you mitzarev the days from before with the days after? Or not? Would we say no? The days before the nidus don't count. Because those days she was mutter. So even though they decided not to be together, but l'maisa they could have been together. Well, we say no, but the Maisa they weren't together. So the whole idea of the 5 days is polet to Sheikh Vazara. So that shouldn't apply over here. So tshuva, yered l'chatchila, the b'tchila tzvichim levayr mitoch divrei ha'goyim v'imina kamar tzvichim yishu l'hamti. First, let's discuss how long does a woman have to wait for Paletta Sheikh Vazera. So we have different shitas, and we hold what? Six onos. We hold six onos. So, but then he says, on page 19, here's different than Hagim. The Shamati, and Velo Bebirur, Shamati, on page 19, bottom right, the Shamati, She'echad Managdol, Hiti Pam Machas Lishto Shaitim, Betchelis Yom Gimel Riyotso, Fishamo Shima Shima Kvar Toch Gimel Dal Yom. Vegam Hadover Hayale Eis Hatzorach, Ki Hayrotso Lachas Lishivas Rabbo, Velo Hayat Pnai Lahamtin. In other words, there was a case that Echad Men HaGdoilim Hitir Pamachas L'Ishto Shoyse Vaschelos Yom Gimel Riyosa. It was the third day from the beginning of the period. And he says she can already start counting Zayinikim. Why? Because they weren't Meshamesh from before. So they had 3 or 4 days from before, so three, and now you have another 3 days. So you have your 5 days, whatever. You know, you have to realize those days, they used to do, you know, a husband would go away to yeshiva, that meant he would go away for months, years. You know, we wouldn't do this, Bezman, it wouldn't be a recommended recipe for a good marriage, that you just tell your wife, okay, I'm going to yeshiva for a couple, 2 years, I'll see you in 2 years.
Have a nice life.
Yeah, that wouldn't be But, so this guy, so this... So he was gonna So the Echad Man HaGdoilim, he was going to, he was going to go to yeshiva. So it doesn't mean he was going to yeshiva for the day. He was going to yeshiva for months, maybe years, and he was going to come back. So he wanted to be with her before he, so therefore, if you would count the 3 days from before, then they can already do a Hefsek Tare after 3 days from the, in the period, if it stops. So this is, so he says, Shechem Nagdol Hitir Pa Machas Le'ishto. It's an interesting phraseology. He was matir for his wife. I mean, in essence, he was matir for himself. You know, but, you know, he's matir for his wife to, you know, it's the hetzer for himself as well. Ach libi mahases al zed, the matzasi, the orzaro garo, the ha'idin the noshim shalon atzrichim leishiv zayin yomim dekiyim, levad miyom shirosa bo, v'tovelos b'lo yudlim yosa, v'nosei natam ishim plait to shech vazer, v'kosim alav, so he says from the Or Zarua that even if you weren't Mishamish, it doesn't matter. Because it's a low plug. The Kazrina will Shimsha atu Shimsha. Was that a misprint? Anna, maybe. We don't follow this. So that's his chiddush that we make a gezeira, a little shimsha to shimsha. And then that's one famous part of this Shuvos Hadeshen. So he says that Then the famous idea of that you have to keep a fifth day. Because we're afraid that they're being Mishamish Bein Hashmashos, and they think they were Mishamish Bayom, and it was really Balayla, so in their Cheshbon they had 1 day already down the belt. Because if you can't, if they hold it, they were Shimsha Bayom, that's already day one. But it was really Balayla. So what's that? Shimta Chashar Devein HaShemosh HaChashar Shepshut, V'Chashar Barabara Tuba Kama Duchto. So therefore that was another thing. Tein L'Chal Ben Shimsha Lo Shimsha. In other words, and also, in other words, on the fifth day we also make that Lo Pluk. So don't say, well, the fifth day is only a chumrah anyway, so why should we be machmir on a chumrah on a chumrah? That say, because the maisa, they weren't shimsha, so they got the fifth day in. But no, because that chashash is so common a chashash, it's not considered like a gzeirah al gzeirah. That's what he's saying.
But why are we
taking out a third chumrah here? Because the third chumrah that
Ben Hashmashos isn't liable.
No.
Right?
No. In other words, we're not. Let me clarify. Ben Hashmashos sofik yom sofik liable. He's not saying that we're. He's saying that no, they were mishamish during that time of the day. Right? So, and they maybe were really Mishamish Balayla, not Jeremy. In other words, Beit HaShemesh was just that time of day. And they think it was really Yom.
Right.
But it was really Layla.
Vaday
Layla. It was really Vaday Layla.
And therefore,
we're afraid that if you Mishamish Ben Hashmashos, you could think that you were really Mishamish Bayom, and you were really Mishamish Malayla, and when you made your Cheshbon of how many days it was, you made it based on that is considered Yom, and then, but it was really Laila, and therefore you were off a day. So therefore, they said add an extra day. So then that's the minhag of Ashkenazim. Minhag of Ashkenazim, add a day. Shvarim, don't add a day. Of course, for Shteitzuch, that if the Sephardi lady is, it bleeds more than 4 days, not going to help. But it's only if they bleed less, then she could attempt a hefsek tara in that. Yeah. Well, so now we should look at the Bach, right? We should look at the Bach on page 20. Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi Shlita. His father and I were chavrusas in Karen Biavna. If what? If she got a period, so if they got a period, Beinashmashos, so then you can probably count it as a Suffolk Lakula. You know? Maybe.
Why do we go after the media?
Yeah, but I'm saying if she got a period, then obviously then they wouldn't be mishamish. So if you got a period Bein Hashmashos, so Bein Hashmashos is maybe is considered Yom, so then maybe you can count that as a day.
But they were mishamish, so certainly the depreciate was before the Riyas Dam, so.
Yeah, but Bein Hashem, Bein Hashmashos is a certain amount of time. So the Mishamish Bein Hashmashos, but you also got a period afterwards, Bein Hashmashos.
Oh,
says the Bach on page 20. Oh, it calls the Truma Sadesh on page 20. They shrieks or lo shim shal to shim shal. Hey, no, give me English shadows. Me and Nira, the Davka Shabaila ima be'ir, ikin ligzor. Lo shim shal to shim shal. Of all aim baila be'ir, yesh lo hakim. Ooh, wah. So the Bach says, even though we have a gzeir lo shim shal to shim shal, but if they went away, say the baila, the Baal went to Eretz Yisrael, or he went on a business trip, whoever, and she's back home in New York. So then he says you don't have to say then the gzeira doesn't apply.
But you can do a
hefsek. If you remain by the beer, yesh tifsuk batara some of the tim no machers. Came in the morning loshi had to say no elo fisha in by the beer. You'll make a mistake. But if there's something that's obviously discernible, then there's no need to make the gzeira. And the fact that they're in a different location, that's discernible. And therefore that takes away the gzeira.
So
in other words, now he's asking a question, because the case of the Truma Sedeshin was even the case of Ein Baila Be'ir, and yet he still was Machmir. How is the Truma Sedeshin Machmir Loshan Sheilo, Sheilo Lachmir, Akshe Ein Baila Be'ir, Mikol Mokam Loshan Tshuva, Shlo Hiski Lehedya, but in the answer, it's a little schwer deal, but he says in the answer that he didn't say you have to be Machmir even Ein Baila Be'ir. So he wants to say that's only Dafka Baila Be'ir. Dafka Nachtina Shalom Lahakmir Kalkach Bechumras Yisera. So he says Lahakel Shein Baila Be'ir. Zoy Zok De Bach.
So since he was silent and he said it's silent, that means
in the answer.
Right. We don't apply the.
That's what the Bach says. Now you might not like that. You might not think it's a compelling deal. Right.
According to the Bach, we don't apply the Chumra of Bein Hashmashos here, period. We just
back the other way.
No Chumras
are
here.
Okay. If anybody we don't apply the Chumra of Bein Hashmashos to Shimshon.
Also, Bein Hashmashos,
that's relevant.
Yeah.
Just apply
yeah, yeah, okay.
Wait for one day, you can do a
so look now.
Is that relevant?
on page 27. Now this shach is a very exciting shach. Kuf Tzadi Vav Chof. I'll tell you why. Page 27. Because he says an interesting thing that I always like to quote over. Okay? I'll tell you the thing I always like to quote. So, first he quotes the Truma Sadesh, and then he quotes the Bach. The cool of the Bach. Hakal Shana. First wide line. Yesh Lahakal begins. Vein's Bar of Nirin. He doesn't like the Bach. Why? So this is the key point. And you'll remember this for the rest of your life. If someone will ask you where it is, you say, Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Kotn Chaf. Okay? Eidra Nivai, that Lonoda, Shashena Shibetrumas Hadesh and Osa Marie Balas Trubas Atzmo. As I always quote. It wasn't real Shilas. It was, he made the Shilas and he made the answer. It's not like Igros Moshe, where the people made the Shilas and then the people, and then he responded. Most Trubas are like that. Trubas Chasam Sofer, Trubas No De Behuda. There was somebody, there was a real person. But then, there's a pedagogical method.
Q&A style.
A pedagogical method of questions and answers. Like the Shagas Aryeh. Right? It's called Shilas and Truvas Shagas Aryeh. There's no real Shilas and Truvas. What? No one was asking him whether three parshas are Kriya Shema, Daraisa, or Darabani. Yeah, that wasn't no one was calling him up. He decided he wants to present that issue. So, Kugazotei, present that issue. So that was the way the Truma said that. So he says, so that's a big yisod. So he says, Hello, no de shashelos of Truma Sedeshim, Osta Mariba Truma's Atzmo. Losha Shalu Achayim, Gubaba Psakim. See, in the Psakim, half the Sefer Shalos and Truma, half the Sefer Psakim. Psakim, that he says people probably did ask. Vodim Kain, Amaylo Pshitim Midya Shela Zo. El Adover Pasha came to Mshela Mashra Lahedya in Bible of Bila Loshimshem came Gambachuva who came. You know what I'm saying? Since he wrote the Shaila and he put in that thing about Ein Bayil Be'ir, so then obviously when he's responding to what he himself wrote. So to make a diuk, since he didn't say that case is also beferish, then he means that case is mutter Ein Bayil Be'ir. It's not true. I think what the Shach says is a klora diuk. And that's what he writes, Kayadua. That he, I thought you have to know all the Truma Sadeshim, so that's so in life.
Right.
Okay, all the Truma Sadeshim.
They did some analysis and they found that he didn't write them.
He didn't write what?
The question. They did, they put all the words through a computer and they...
Ah, computer, ah.
They find that the style's all different. It's not one writer.
I don't know. Who wrote this? Who said this? Who said this?
It was in the
Svarim
blog.
The Svarim blog. The Halak is Svarim blog. Okay, I don't know. The Shach said it, so I don't know. The Shach versus the Svarim blog. I don't know. The Bach, because he thinks that he wrote the question, so he specifically was talking about this case. Okay. So when he's responding to what he himself wrote. You see, if there was another person asking him, so you could say, when he made the issa to the other person, he only said on this case, so maybe you can make a diak that he didn't say on the other case. Even though I don't think that's such a great diak either, even if someone else was writing it. I think he said also, so even though he didn't respond to his favors, I would have said fakir. That since he says it's also, it means that's also to everything that that person asked. Or else he would have said, so, in other words, I don't think the diak is even if the, but this is the yisod of the shach that the Truma Sadeshin is questions were his own questions, and therefore that's what he says. Okay. I like what he says. So I like what the Shach says. The Bach is a little bit schwer. The Shach is... Okay? Good. Now. We'll get to the Kala. We'll get to the Kala. Don't worry. Page 25. Look at the Sifkat Vav. So that's the first case that you want to see all the cases that that it doesn't apply. I'm trying to say yamim. So that was one thing that he says that case. Now another thing. Another thing. One second. I wanted to show you. Okay, we'll find it. No, it's not here. Okay. So if you take a look now, Azai, take a look in the Shalah HaKadosh. We're going to do everything, don't worry.
Page 26.
You want to do page 26? The Shalah HaKadosh. Did I have the original? Or we just seen the Pesach Tshuva?
In the next packet.
Okay. So but we can look, you can see it in the Pesach Tshuva. What page?
26.
Azoy. Ayin Shalah, Daf Kuf Aleph, Shekosov, Maisabal Yodzi, Beisha Achas Shaya, Yom Dalin Lidosa. So it was the fourth day, but you need 5 days, right? The Lo Shimshin Baila Balaila Shekodim Riyasa. So they already were Purish the night before the period anyway. They weren't together. So you have 5 days. So he says that he let her do a hefsek day 4, and it's really 5, but that one of those days was before the Riyah. So if you're before the Riyah, we said that doesn't count because lo shimshon ato shimshon, right? So it was really a fake 5, 1 plus 4, because the day before that they were parish, that doesn't count because they could have been together, right? So it was 5, but it was really 4 plus 1, which is not really 5. But he said that what? I mean, let them do that because what was the case? It was Shabbos. After Leil Shabbos Achar Yadav, right? Bel Tfilosa was on Friday night, but Friday was Yantav. And now Yantav, she's not going to do the Chafifa. She's going to wash herself to get ready for the mikvah before Yantav. Now there's going to be a whole day between her washing and when she's going to go to the mikvah, because She could go to, she can wash herself Thursday, and then Yontif is Friday, and then Friday night is the mikvah. So, but if we could have her go when? The night before, right? Thursday night, so then it'll be okay. So then she'll do the chafif for Thursday day, and then she'll go right away to the mikvah. So it'll be close by. So it's better that we should have a chafifa somuch l'tfila than to what? To wait the fifth day. Mutav shenaniyeh chumah zu kedei lekarev hatfila chafifa. Hayim b'sidei shavah shekach tenir lo b'dino kazeh av b'shim shel yesh lehafir. And the Sidrei Torah says that even if it's not a case of 5 days, here you had, at least you did have 5 days. But maybe if you didn't have 5 days, it was only 4 days. That should be mutter. So here, at least you had five days, it wasn't an emes of 5 days, but you have 5 days. So it's not a real 5 days. But here you didn't even have 5 days at all, but still. So that's the... That's the heter of the shalosh. So you see that certain things trump this chumrah of day five.
So the shalosh matching the shimshu chumrah and the mattering even the shashken shmashon.
So he's not. He's saying that. No, but that was not the shloz. That's Sidrei Torah. The shloz was makel on that you can count day five. In other words, he wants 5 days, but you can count this case. So this way, you'll have five. And the Sidrei Torah says, So. One second. So what do you see from here? You see from here that, what we could have said is why doesn't she wait till afterwards, right? In other words, you want to get chafifa sabach l'tvila, so let her just go to the mikvah when? Let's say Shabbos. So you see that... We see that we're not going to do that, and we'll see. Rav Moshe has an extension of this case that we'll see probably in the next packet. Do you have the next one? Rav Moshe's case was the bungalow colony case. What was the bungalow colony case? So the bungalow colony case is where people, this is a very, the wives are in the bungalow the whole week, and the husband comes up for Shabbos. He comes up for Shabbos. And then he leaves like Sunday afternoon, after they play a little softball or something like that. Then he goes back to the city. And some people have that style. Summer. So the question is that Rav Moshe dealt with is what if the tefillah night is going to be, say, Sunday night, and he's going to miss. So could we at least let her do? But if she'll do 4 and 7, she'll be able to go to the mikveh while he's still in the country before he leaves back to the city. So he was makel based on the shalom. That this is the shalom saying that was just like the shalom says, we're not going to make her wait. We'll sooner go away with the day four, so she could. so this way she'll have kafifa somach l'tfila, and that. that's more important than keeping day five, even though you could just tell it to wait. So you see, telling it to wait is not such an option, right? And certainly here, she's going to wait and she's going to not be with him for a whole week. So it's better that we could be makdim day and do hefsek on day four, because if you don't, then they're going to miss out. So from the yisod of the shema, he builds on this case as well. Okay, we'll find. Okay, but that's the basic idea. To do what?
In a case like this.
To do?
If there was 4 days to have her do the Hasatara, so that she won't be able to be personally with the second day, so that the people of some of her could do it.
Yeah, it's the same idea. Ramabadi's Mekel, he holds that even when it's a regular Friday, that to avoid a Friday night tefillah, he would be Mekel to do 4 and 7. This is, so then she can go to mikvah Thursday. But it was much more convenient to go to mikvah Thursday night than to go to mikvah Friday night. Even though Thursday night could be a hectic night too, but Friday night is more. The Friday night everyone's there and this and that and just no one wants to have to go, you know, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. It's just, you know, it's a nuisance. So you just make it on that as well.
That's just not convenient.
That's
not
just
not
halachic thing. No, yeah, not the halachic thing.
Rabbos was not there only once in a blue moon, or I think you do it.
Well, how often is it going to come that the field is going to be, you know, that situation?
When we're saying Friday night, we're saying Erev Friday night. We're saying on Shabbos.
Well,
when you say Friday night, you mean
Friday night is Friday night.
Oh,
I thought you said how many Shabbos are there Friday night? Friday night. I mean, so she shouldn't have to go Friday night.
Right.
Friday night?
Should be much more.
Yeah.
Are they relying on the Sephardi command of Pesach to make it 2 months or 4 days?
Well, the Sephardic Pshat is the halacha. The Ashkenazim made it a chumrah. So sometimes we don't, you know, for fertility reasons we do that. You know, Rabbi Gideon Weitzman told me, I think from Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, that he was matir even if they have a family ready. They were already Yotze Peruvu, they have everything. But they want to have more. So he felt that that's a reason also to Matir 4 and 7, for, you know, so not to miss ovulation, even if they were Mekayim Peruvu already.
Is there anyone who is Matir less than 4 if there's no Shechazera issues? They were Oresh before the Re'iyot.
So that could be something else that's discussed. Okay, then there's the famous tshuva of the Milt Staka on page 32. Isha achas tavla b'layla shayalel yudgim yudbeis mitzilas vesta u'shemaz l'beisa ad lundis kakra l'bayla rasa tibas dam. So she went to the mikvah after she did a whole 12 days. And before she had a chance to be with her husband, she saw a tibas dam. So she has to start over. Really, I mean, tibas dam, you know, not a kesem, something that would matamiha. So
even
the shaila,
even with a kesem, she needs ayin.
I understand, but maybe, you know, if it would be a kesem, I mean to say that it wasn't a kesem tor. If it had been a kesem tor, we should also need. I mean, it was a case where she's matame. So the shaila is now she has to restart the zaynikim. But does she have to restart 5 and 7 or just 7?
That's 7 if they weren't.
Right. I mean, so the question is, Lechora, so what? Well, we hold even if you're not Mishamish, you have to You have to, where goes there? Well, Shimsha to Shimsha. Right? So, well, the pashas is that if a person's usher, was there a need, so then, okay, but once you're in heter zone, once she went to the mikveh, she's in heter zone, so now it's a new beginning. So therefore, she should have to start again. So he said, Hitati shetispor zaynikim miyad sheposka batara. Ashlo himtin heyam kanab. We should play the shechvazer came shemul shemsha. We should warm shamish. Avshanu machmim shemul shemsha to shemsha. There was a ruah. So really, there was a ruah. People know it from the Jewish tradition. It's called there was a ruah. He called makom. The high chumah ain't in the kares brishonim. We call shekain sheainu midina deshas. Sheainu chumah nashi didan shachmir below shemsha. ומתי אם גזירה של שחם קיימון כל דוקטור מנוסד מושכיח או גוזר ברבן וכל שכים בגזירה של זה זה מנוסד מושכיח זה זה מנוסד מושכיח that you come back from the mikvah and you become an eater before you was your husband so therefore normally we would make a gzera lo shimsha to shimsha and therefore we'd have to do a whole 5 and 7 but the mice since this is a mnosad moshkicha Well, God's Rabbanan. That is the famous, one of the famous shubas of the who? Of the Neil Stocker. So she needs a half sek tara in 7 days. Not, but she doesn't need the 5 days. That the no to be Yehuda, on page 36. Who's this for a label eager?
Why does the label eager? Rabbi, why does the Eilat Tzedaka use the lashon that he says Nishay Idan Shechmiru Lo Shem Shavis? What does it mean by Nishay Idan?
He's saying that.
In other words,
that's true. In other words, he's saying, I mean, to the Ozarua, he's saying.
Yeah.
That's a valid question.
So he's
saying the Shady Don is a little bit troublesome.
Yeah.
That it seems that it's not just the shady dog.
But he says we're not worried about
But look what the reviewer says on page 36. We got Kilos of Man Enach Gichtobo Mishpesh. He says Kibal. Mikhtovo, he got a letter from him last Sukkot. Omnam Rabu Atirdas, Mitzo, Kol Tzad. I had a lot of Atirdas from Fran, Devo Mikhtovo, I say, Vizman Kihila, Lechol HaTalmidim. All the Talmidim were coming back when I got your letter. Tchivas HaZman, it was the beginning of Zman. I put your letter to the side. We can't more pasco on tirdos, and the tirdos still didn't stop. The Lord Isi b'mechtavo dvar nochus l'shas. In other words, it's not that you needed the answer right now. It was an interesting question, so you have to have. So you just put it aside. You have to have. V'yamin leish ad esmo lo yanti b'mechtavo. Trust me, I didn't look into your letter since yesterday. I thought Ashiva Sha'ilos of Al Rishon Tzion, Aldor Mora Echad. This Rav, Shehora Halachala Maisa, Isha Shatavla, Vacha Tavla, Kodim Shem Shimsha, Rasadam, Vubayla Hayabir, Shem Timna, Take of Zayn Kiyim. That That's the psak of the real tzedaka. So apparently, I don't know if he's referring to the real tzedaka, who some other rav paskin this way, like the real tzedaka, that you don't have to wait another 5. Mehamor hazel lo hora karoi. He did not paskin properly. Ki mi who's there? He's a mi who's there. I say yorim yad b'taris moshe. Who harav ramo? Shnei achron shafa taz is kimal yodam. That we pass kilo shimshu after shimshu. Kvan ispashin aminat kain b'chol medinas polon v'ashkenaz. In kain eich molu libo shal amora l'hokil b'li shum tzorach v'dchak. V'roi amora hazel ligor bo. We should chastise this person. Aval onshar beza onash ein any roi. We don't have to punish him. Just yell at him a little bit. Just yell at him a little bit. It's not so posh this whole thing with the Paulette Shechazer, that's right, with the Omadovizer, and the Taurus. Right, so the whole thing is like, so, you know, the Lamaisa, the Ramoa, and the Avadish ain't Paulette Shechazer surrounded by the Taurus, the Lubaido, the Benyona. Yeah, so, yeah. So, whatever, it's not the worst thing in the world, but the Lamaisa, that's the minute. Mi hu zeh asher yarim yad v'toris Moshe. Okay, but the meal stuck, it was said, so. After all the dramatics, the meal stuck has said it. Is machmir and all the issues that we have in Nida usually. If you think about it, every issue is lechumra. Yeah, every issue.
Including the definition of
hadrasha. Yeah, that's also a chumra. Every issue that I see, that's also a chumra.
And the prisha in Torah
is the high. Yeah, very good. That's prisha Torah for. And about Katsitsa and the Mokomo. Yeah.
Okay, question please. She went to the mikveh for 1 hour and she saw blood. That hour she was the Ash Heter. Imagine she didn't go to the mikveh and she saw blood. She still has to have 7 days from that point on because she was soaked in her previous count. If she didn't go to the mikveh.
If she didn't go to the mikveh.
She saw blood.
But she saw blood.
So she has to wait 7 days right away.
Right.
So Mali. So.
But she doesn't have to do another 5. No. But she doesn't have to do another 5 days.
Right.
Just 7.
Yeah. 7 days.
Yeah. So, but here he's saying that if you start over and they have to do another 5 and 7.
It made it worse for her.
It made it worse for her.
As I had there,
made it worse. Exactly. Right. So that's the halacha. That's lo shimsha do shimsha. That's the halacha. It's just the milk stuff it says. Since it's a milsa lo shchicha. Avada. But he's saying, but that's not the issue. The issue is, do you have to do, you don't have to do anything, just a half sec, 1 and 7, or you have to do, okay, maybe 4 or 5, but that's the, what's up there?
Number one is when we say Rosh Hashanah, so we kind of translate that into Shas Esther, Shas Esther.
Right.
But maybe, what if, yeah, she didn't have time to be Mishamish.
Right.
She got to the mikvah, so technically she's mother, but it's not like she was a possibility, but like she came home and right away.
Right.
So, I mean, when we say the Kvira, Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's not the same thing necessarily as Shas Esther, Shas Esther. Maybe it's when they could have and they chose not to, then.
Yeah. Right, but that's too dachistic to make such chiluk.
Like this woman didn't
have a... So it's mustaber, Chachamim are going to make clear dividers of when it applies or not. And a clear divider would be, once you're mutter already, so, yeah, you didn't have time, but Lamaisa, you're in the heter zone. And you're right, it's not because she chose, it took time to get home.
Also, even before... We also say that here, this one has the mikvah. At some point, the mikvah she did a whole washing, a whole kafifa and everything. So So if you, so then if there was there Sishiru Hosh Tadeh, like the sheep that I'm washing in a house, so Hosh Tadeh should also be something. Hafifa should...
Says she washed out. When,
She did a whole chafifa.
She did a whole chafifa, but chafifa doesn't necessarily...
Sitting in a bath for 20 minutes and
yeah, but that doesn't necessarily require to wash out inside.
But they do.
Well, I don't know if that's not like the dina. The dina, you have to wash your body and wash your hair. I don't know if you have to wash...
Yeah, but the people who get up washing a house, it's not a din, it's just a mitzvah. You wash that, you wash
that. Right.
I'm just saying, there should also be another side hotel here that the mic should be washed out.
But I'm saying maybe she didn't wash out. Just because she did a chafifa doesn't mean you washed out.
So ask her. So the whole time she did.
What would she see in Kesa?
Kesa Torah Paz de Musrosha. Okay. Let me just get on to some other ideas here. Oh. So then, Azoy. So another way to deal with this whole situation was you want the woman to be able to go sooner. So there's a famous tshuva from who? From the Har Tzvi. Page 40. Page 40. Azoy.
This is not Moshe Tshuva.
Har Tzvi is with 3 pesos of Frank. Page 40. So, a very simple way. Say a woman who wanna have to go sooner to the mikveh. Say she bleeds for 3 days, but say maybe that's, you know, if she would go after 3 days of period, maybe that would be good. But 3 day, who knows, allowing after 3 days, right? So maybe you could discuss maybe for fertility, the gzera, I think. I've heard about that possibility as well. But he says like this, what she should do is, she should skip a month and don't go to the mikvah. Meaning, she'll get her period, whatever it is, make sure she bleeds for 3 days. So, normally she'd have to wait 2 more days before she can count, get the hefsek, and then 7 days after. But say last month she bred 3 days. And she won't go to the mikveh, so she'll remain tamei the whole month. And then the next month, when she bleeds 3, she'll be able to do the hefsek right after day 3. Because there's no gezeira, no shimsha to shimsha, because she was tamei. And Mamela, this way she'll have a new ovulation, and she'll be able to get to... pregnant, Bez Hashem. And she'll go right after day 3. She'll start the Zaydekiyah. So she'll go after 10. Normally she'll never be able to allow to do that. Yeah, exactly. So she has to be machmir herself to be usher for the whole month, but in the end, maybe she'll have a kid.
She was coming the whole month, so there's no be
right. Yeah.
I think it's like a workaround.
We couldn't have said
So that's what he writes around. Uvda havi, last paragraph of the truva. Uvda havi b'isha shaitza roa kol arbasa yom lo nimshecha riyasa yose mikama shaos. V'reisi lo shetitbol v'titar v'seirigin pa'macha tzacha shte riyas. She should go to the mikveh every other month. In other words, every 14 days she gets a period. But the period is only for a couple of hours.
She'll do the hefsek that day.
But she'll do the hefsek that day because she wants to get, every 14 days she's going to be tummy. But the... So therefore, she can get into the mikveh before 14 days. And therefore, she can get pregnant. But she has a very short cycle. That's of Sri Hirsch. Oh, so who's the who is the center to this idea? So if you look in the sefer, Lechem v'Simla. That's the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Lechem v'Simla. Also the Baal Kesses HaSofer. Gansrin, Shlomo Gansrin. Baal Sefer what?
Kesses HaSofer.
And what else? Apirion. Apirion, no, Zichur Torah Moshe is Hayano. Apirion, Sefer Apirion. That's a good Sefer Chumash. If you're looking for a new Sefer Chumash, Apirion. Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. 29. Oh, so really, before we do this, I should really do Kala with you. Kala. What about a woman is a Kala, she's getting ready for her wedding.
She has 4 days now.
1 second. Getting ready for the wedding.
We saw it in the shach.
Yeah, 1 second, let's go slowly. Yeah. The shach and the dog on the bottom, yeah. Take a look. Take a look on here. Shach Sif Cotton Chaf. Here, on page 27. First one in line is Valein Be'ir. The Gedol Mizu Nogim Shafil Kala Eina Sofer Shiva Nekiyim Ad Yom Chamishi V'Riyasa. Whereas what about a Kala? So, she's getting her period every month, all her single years. She never went to the mikveh. So he says that, so now when she gets her period, the last time before she's going to go to the mikveh, does she have to wait 5 days, 4 days? She already waited 20 years. I mean, okay, 15 years, 10 years. She waited 10 years. If you wait 10 years, why do you have to wait 5 more days? She waited 10 years. She was tubby for 10 years since she got her menstrual cycle. She's also for 10 years. So now the last time she gets her period, say she gets her period for 3 days. But she has to now do 5 and 7. She has 10 years plus 3 days. I think that should be good enough.
Well, she has a chazor, but she wasn't a shamash.
That's before her wedding.
Gedolim mizonogim shafil kala eina sofer shiva nikim ad yom chamishi liriyosa. Avo pishel adai lo bochosan liyir. Avo pikein avo pishel fi daiti ein lahachbir bezaklal v'lo iskab shum posi kan manachar v'lokal lo yed chadvarim. But that's the minute. Mikol Mokom b'shasat chachi shlati l'kala b'shem miyatsha tipsok patara. Right, soon as she bled only 2 days now, this last period. Let her do a hefsek now. After 2 days. But she has 10 years down under her belt. So the Dogel Mevava, page 28, he says, "Ulei kavanasav shemol haisav nida kodem l'riya." So the Sula Sharasav Hamishon, about Ata, he said, so maybe he's talking about a Kala that never got a period before. That's a little shrek. So then, shikaka, you know, so then, you know, you could say that she was never asked before. And now the question is, does she, and this last period, you have to wait, because the maisa, they're not together. So it's not lo shimsha to shimsha, because the maisa, they're not married. So maybe that's the case, he said, that they're knowing. But if she was mamas also for the last 10 years, so why should she have to? Oh, manika, shahaisa tahora, or she, the ace misses vaila, rasa ata pamrisha, and acha chavdal chodesh, or she was already married, and she was breastfeeding, and then she went to the mikveh, shahaisa tahora, the ace misses, she didn't get a period. And she went to, she had a child, and she went to mikveh, and she never got a period again, so now she's remarried. So that's also kala, that's tahora. This is, there should be no minna, no nothing. If she's mamish anida, there should be a minna to wait extra days. You have 10 years down your belt. And now she got a period now for 2 days. So you have 10 years, 2 days. 10 years, 2 days is more than waiting chveis. You have to wait 2 more days, 3 more days. You have 10 years. So that's what the Dogol Mevava says. It's that check. So comes Moreinu out of Shlomo Gansrid. So he says that, he says, he basically much across the back on page 29. He says, I quote the Shach. The Gamba Kala Nogim Lahachmir. Dogum Baruch Kosovo Lav, who like him, and also Shul Hasanida Kodim, or Manika. He gives those who has. Uva Emeski, I'm Loshon Shach Lomashma to my Bachi. I'll imagine with a minigu. I feel Rosa come upon me. I'll look at Maria, she bowl it hard. But you go best to the last Ria. Sichel Hamtin, Shlotis Borzai, the Kim, and Yom Hei, the Riosa. Hei, Mukh, Mushono. I would design him, Rolot Vila, Bazai, Kigotch, Milk, Miskalkos, Mimis, Riosa. So he says it's not mashma that that's the pshat in the shach. So what's the pshat in this minute? So says that Moreinu got up from the Gansri and page 30. Sorry, Flom, it's being laid about being exact. The came to Nogim to Lo Mechalek Ben Shimshon Lo Shimshon came to Olam she wrote to Latai as Atu Tzrichu Hamtin Miriah Shirosa. In other words, you go bust the last Riyah. That's the pshat in the minhag shach. So the last riyah, she brought the tayas out to shrich v'hamti mishim lo plug. Hoshim eila yom l'mayim pasuch, etc. And that's the pshat in the minhag of the shach. So they point out, based on this, if you say like this, then the Rav Sri Pesach Frank's kula would be rejected, because it does, you know, if you want to say that that's the pshat in the minute, that you could say you don't like the minute, you know, the Dogel Mevava. But if you want to say that the shach doesn't mean what the Dogel Mevava claims he means, and that the chorat is a little dochuk to. Say that. So I take back my words. This is a cooler from the Dogel Mevava. This is a cooler. Ah, finally got one cooler. Because he's saying that the only time that the Kala has to wait 4, 5, and 7 is only if Taka, she was never a Nida before, but if she's Nida before, she doesn't. So that's a cooler. Because the Rakhim the symbol is Machmir against the.
What's the Machmir?
That's the Kach Tiknu. Kach Tiknu. But you go bust to the last, you see, because you got to realize, the ladies, they're not Lamdanim, they're not, they know what they see in front of them. You know, you got to tell a woman 5 and 10, 4 and 10, she's not a Lamdan, to say, oh, I didn't go to the mirror, so no, there's two, you have to be a halba Lamdan to understand what your Sri Face and Frank said. You have to be the biggest Lamdan, but a halba Lamdan, at least you have to, but the women are not even a halba Lamdan for this. So they're gonna. You can't masak in things like this that require alumnus that the, you know, hold that they have to make cheshbon like that. They have to know every time they see this is the way you do it. 5 and 7 make. the mitzarev, the fact that it's done, that's too much. So Lamaisa, this is the story here. So this is the story. The cow is the story with the this thing. But if you just, I think, like, you know, want to say that. But this is the house. So these are some examples, like the Shalah and the Sifres of Frank and things like that, and then the case of the Mil Tztaka, when we perhaps lift the rule of the Hamtaras Hayyam. And the Shalah, and this case, the Kala case, and the Mil Tztaka case, all different cases where we. Or the discussion of the Bach and the Trumas Hadeshin about Bible Mapa'ir, and that whole discussion are examples that perhaps we lift the Hamtaras Hayyam. Okay.